Well, hello, this is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There for the weekend of May 22nd, 2020. Well, I have to tell you, right now, I feel energized all the way to my fingertips. I just drank what is affectionately known as a Nico from Seal Dog Coffee Bar. It's espresso with an infusion of cinnamon and orange zest. A small cup as you would sip at a counter in Florence. But this was uptown Port Townsend on Lawrence Street. Walking inside the cafe and awaiting this elixir is a singular, satisfying experience, not only for its deliciousness, but also for the Seal Dog ambiance. There are fine art photographs on the wall, blues music playing, locally made cloth masks for sale, and a basket full of individually wrapped disposable masks, free for anybody who needs one. The couple who own Seal Dog Coffee, whom I had never met before, chatted with me as if I were a friend just stopping by on a spring morning. Moving on to other takeout meals I savored this week, Monday was a Blue Monday as I chose the Smokin' Joe Scramble from the Blue Moose Cafe at the Port Townsend Boat Haven. In the immortal words of Ray Troll, if you must smoke, smoke salmon. And at the Moose, they have. The cook blends the salty fish, the savory mushroom, and the energizing spinach with sun-yellow eggs. Lightly seasoned red potatoes snuggle up alongside, plus a house-made biscuit, lofty as a cumulonimbus cloud. You might say this was enough indulgence for one day, but no, I don't think it was. I opted also for the Blue Moose's cardamom coffee cake. Satisfied as I was by the Smokin' Joe scramble and the biscuit, for the better part of the afternoon, I saved the cake for later. And to set off its sweetness, I added a dollop of plain Greek yogurt. Every bite was enough to send me into sensory heaven. Now, while the Blue Moose is open 7 days a week, I recommend ordering your takeout on Monday or some other day early in the week when it's not as busy. And here is another perk. My order took 10 minutes to prepare, and I managed to make it last into the evening. For this week's last takeout review, I went to Howell's Sandwich Company, which is, of course, in downtown Port Townsend on Water Street, between Taylor and Tyler Streets. Having listened to a KPTZ Compass interview with Dr. Tom Locke, Jefferson County's health officer, I was newly aware that Howell's has named a sandwich after him, the Doc Locke. It features ham and salami, prosciutto and pesto, and now I don't normally eat ham products. As you know, these are not normal times, so I cast my usual rules into the breeze and ordered the Doc Locke from Howell's, while not ignoring the irony that a sandwich named after a health officer is not exactly health food. Anyway, I picked up the enormous lunch and dinner all in one sandwich, wrapped up for me, along with a petite cup of potato salad. I brought these home to share with my spouse out on our apartment deck. He is a connoisseur of cold cuts, and he gave this creation high marks. Howell's Doc Locke sandwich is like its namesake, genuine, comforting, with a robustness amid challenges, and one that meets us right where we are. Now, as you know, this community is rich in locally owned restaurants and coffee places and delis. So I am featuring here just a few of them, hopefully to inspire you to pick out and support your favorites. Thanks for listening to these recommendations. During this stretchy time of quarantine, online meetings, and media at all hours, it is easy to become disconnected from our senses. Food and drink, of course, are a way to reawaken them. I wish you buen provecho. And I plan to be back here next weekend with a few more reviews. Until then, This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There.